وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك، جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء. حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب، always for making dua for us. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى raise you in rank. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing the brief life of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Hazrat Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala an. His name is Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. His kunniyat is Abu al-Hasan and Abu Turab. And his title is Haydar, the Lion of Allah. His father's name was Abu Talib and grandfather's name Abdul Muttalib. Thus, his lineage joins Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Abdul Muttalib. His mother's name was Fatima binti Asad ibn Hashim. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born 10 years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be commissioned as a Nabi. He was under the tutelage of the Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, that is under Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and so he possessed the quality of trustworthiness from the very beginning. The Quraysh used to entrust the items and belongings to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he emigrated to Medina Munawwara, he gave the responsibility of returning all items, the amanat, to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. He led a life of abstinence even when he was a Khalifa. The Khilafat did not affect his way of life in any way. He considered coarse and worn out clothing and dried leftover food to be the greatest bounties of this world. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha relates, Kana ma alimtu sawaman qawama. As far as I know, he was a person who used to fast a lot and engage in a lot of worship. Zubair ibn Sa'ad Qurayshi says, Lam ara Hashimiyan qattu kana a'bud Allah minhu. I never saw a Hashimi who worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. Although Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu lacked worldly riches, he was rich of heart. No beggar ever left his place empty-handed. Simplicity, humility and servitude were his special traits. He never considered it below his dignity to undertake physical labor. People would come to ask him rulings on different matters while he was stitching his shoes, milking the camels or digging the ground. He was extremely informal by nature and would fall asleep on the dusty ground without any hesitation. This simplicity continued even during the days of his Khilafah. He would generally wear a kurta having narrow sleeves, high sides, and a belt made of an ordinary cloth. Bravery was his peculiar quality, and no contemporary could equal him in this regard. He took part in the battles and displayed his courage in all of them. There were many, many teachings and statements of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, which we are going to be sharing with you today. The world is maita, is a corpse. If anyone wants to take anything from the world, he must bear living with dogs. Allama Sha'rani rahmatullah alayhi says, the world which he is referring to is the world which is more than a person's shari needs, and not the one which is a person's essential need. Desiring more and more of the world than what is necessary entails shahwa, unbridled passion, and there are many such people in this world. We do not see abstinent and ascetic people competing headlong for this world. Rather, people of shahwa are seen competing against each other. The person who seeks more necessary of this world is referred to as a kalb, with small calf, a dog, because his heart, qalb, is attached to it. The word kalb is derived from takallub, means to ravage. Every such person who finds it difficult to give up his shahwa is like a dog of that shahwa. Understand this well. Thus, anyone who spends more than necessary on food and clothing does so because of a deficiency in abstinence. Allah Ta'ala did not order us to spend more than necessary on our desires. Allah Ta'ala knows best. This is quoted by Hazrat Allama Sha'rani Rahmatullah Ali, speaking about the abstinence of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. The other statement of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we have follows, only a believer can love me. A hypocrite abhors me. And each individual can gauge his iman accordingly. It is far better for a person to pass away after reaching the age of maturity and acquiring ma'rifat, the true recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, than passing away in his childhood, although he will be admitted into paradise without reckoning in the case where he dies in his childhood. Here he is giving the importance of ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Allah, what words of wisdom Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned. In another statement he says, the person who has most knowledge of Allah ta'ala will have most respect and love for those who say, La ilaha illallah. Pay more attention to the acceptance of deeds than to the deeds themselves. And acceptance is acquired through taqwa. Thus, the deed which is accompanied with taqwa is not little, but a lot. How can it be a little when it has the honor of acceptance by virtue of the taqwa which it contains? Then he also said, men should have hopes in none except Allah Ta'ala and fear nothing but sinning. What excellent advice is given to the servants of Allah. And then he said, an ignorant person must not feel ashamed to ask about what he does not know. An alim should not feel ashamed to say Allah knows best in matters which he does not know. My greatest fear is following my desires and having high hopes. This is because the first causes man to deviate from the truth, and the second causes him to forget the hereafter. An expert faqih, a jurist who has a deep understanding of Islam, is he who does not cause people to become despondent of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, does not cause them to become fearless of his punishment, does not give any leeway in disobedience to Allah Ta'ala, and does not cast aside the Quran by giving attention to other things. And this is because there is no greater bounty than the Quran. He also mentioned, there is no good in a worship which is not accompanied with knowledge. There is no good in knowledge which is not accompanied with understanding. There is no good in a recitation of the Quran in which there is no reflection. Allah Ta'ala instructed us to reflect on the Quran, and so attention ought to be given to it. The Ummah will always be in need of this until the resurrection. Unfortunately, we are increasingly neglectful in this regard. And once a jelly type of dessert like a falooda was presented to him, he placed it before him and he said, you certainly have a good fragrance and lovely color and you taste very good, but I do not want to make a habit of consuming something which I was never habituated to before, and so he did not consume it. He used to patch his clothes and say, wearing patched clothes creates humility and servitude in the heart. Furthermore, the believers will emulate me in this regard. He would bear the cold in winter to the extent that the bitter cold would cause him to shiver. When he was asked, "Why do you not take a shawl from the Baitul Mal? There is sufficient provision there," he replied, "I will not take anything from the Baitul Mal for myself and thereby deprive the Muslims." Taqwa entails not persisting in sin and not falling into deception and arrogance by your obedience and worship. What a beautiful definition of taqwa. Taqwa entails not persisting in sin. In other words, we fear Allah Ta'ala and we do not commit sin. And not falling into deception and arrogance by your obedience and worship, that you think that your obedience and worship is going to take you to higher levels. That must not cause deception. He used to be discomforted by the world and its attraction and would feel affinity with the night and its darkness. He loved the poor and those affiliated to Deen. He would address the world saying, "Ghur ghairi, O world, go deceive someone else, because I have issued 3 divorces to you. Your life is short, your assemblies are disdained, and you pose a great danger." Listen to this one again. He would address the world and he say, "O world, go deceive someone else, because I have issued 3 talaqs to you. Your life is short, your assemblies are disdained, and you pose a great danger." And he would say sometimes, "Ah, my provisions are little, the journey is long, and the path is dangerous," referring to the journey to the hereafter. It's long, and the path leading to it is filled with evils and the promptings of shaitan, making it a dangerous path. Then he said, "There are 3 things which are most difficult: to show the truth to oneself, to remember Allah Ta'ala in every condition, to be considerate to one's fellow brothers in one's wealth." Another statement of his: "Do not be overjoyed when you receive anything of this world. When you lose anything, do not become despondent out of grief and sorrow. You should rather be concerned about what is going to happen after death." Listen to this one here. "The people are sleeping at the moment. They will wake up, come to their senses when they die. If the veils of the unseen world were removed, my conviction will not increase in any way. The person who recognizes his own self has recognized Allah Ta'ala. Do not look at the speaker, but ponder over what he is saying. Kindness cuts off the tongue." In other words, a person is unable to say anything against the one who shows kindness to him or does him a favor. "When you gain the upper hand over your enemy, gratitude for it entails pardoning him his mistake." Glory be to Allah. What great advice. When a servant pardons a mistake of fellow servants, Allah Ta'ala will pardon him his mistakes as well. Then he said, "Knowledge elevates the lowest person to the highest levels. Ignorance debases the highest person to the lowest levels. Knowledge is better than wealth, because knowledge will protect you, while you will have to personally protect your wealth. A sign of iman is that a person speaks the truth, even when there is a danger of loss." He said in his final advice, "O people, remain steadfast on Tawheed. Do not ascribe any partner to Allah Ta'ala, and practice on the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you do this, every evil will remain distant from you. Tawheed and the Sunnah are 2 pillars of Deen, and they are 2 bright lights on the path of guidance." He remained the Khalifa for almost 5 years and was martyred on the 18th of Ramadan in the 40th year of Hijri. The era of Khilafati Rashida, the rightly guided Khilafa, ended with him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. He was buried near Kufa at a place called Najaf. May Allah Ta'ala be pleased with him, and may He illuminate his grave. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.